أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير. إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شيقا وهي تفور. تكاد تميز من الغيظ. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير. فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور. ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور. أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير. ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير. أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض. ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير. أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور. أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور. أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين. فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون. قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين.
سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
يرون كتاب يتم أن الشفيع وزيفة سيرون يتسمو كتاب سيرون بيشتر 33 نمبر 7.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدت واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
حضرت مجدد ملت حضرت تانوی رحمت اللہ علی حضرت لکر اللہ تعالیٰ احسان upon us who are weak that even in the search of Laylatul Qadr we are told to search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Meaning that if you are a little tired after the 21st night, if you made a little extra ibadat, stayed awake for a longer while than usual, engage yourself in more du'as, more zikr, more tilawat, as most of you all, alhamdulillah, the whole night you will stay awake, for whomsoever Allah Ta'ala gave the tawfiq. So then, the next night, for those whom Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq and they got the interest and the zawq and the shock and the enthusiasm, then they must continue with that same level. And for the others who are weak, sick, in ill health, or just that they have become a little tired after the 21st, so then go to sleep a little early. and spend the night or get up early part of the morning and then make a little bit of tahajjud salat and some dua and prepare yourself mentally, physically, condition your minds again for the 23rd night. Now look at it, mashallah. Then again the 24th night, have a little bit of rest, engage yourself in a little bit of ibadat after the taraweeh like what we are doing now, and then again late part of the night, but in between go to sleep, have a rest, and again condition your minds and get ready for 25th night. Carry on like that. So what will happen is that enthusiasm will stay. You will look forward to the next odd night, look forward to the next odd night. It won't become like exhaust yourself after the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and then say we are tired now, finish. Until Eid now, goodbye. So look at Sharia, look at Islam, look at the ihsan of Sharia upon us, ihsan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ihsan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we are from amongst those people. Alhamdulillah, amongst you are very strong people. I am a very weak person. Unfortunately now we don't have that strength that we had in the past to stay awake whole night throughout the 10 nights. With Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan and shukr, making shukr, alhamdulillah. As I explained to our brothers that in Makkah Sharif, in Madinah Sharif, those days Allah Ta'ala gave the strength. It was His fazal. It is to enter the Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, sometimes just after Asr Salat we enter, then Asr to Maghrib, Maghrib to Isha, after Isha, sit there, wait, until when they start sweeping, then we used to even ask those people, I should tell them, please, if you can lend me the broom to sweep a little in this masjid. To be a sweeper in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a great honor. So they used to be very kind, they should give the broom, sweeping, sweeping until they close the door. And now we can't do that. Weakness comes. We don't have the same strength. Tawafs we could make all night, but we can't do that now. Why I'm saying this is that those who are young, fit, healthy, then don't wait for old age, don't wait for sickness, don't wait for ill health. Whilst you have the strength, do what you can do, so that when you cannot do it, then Allah Ta'ala will give you the same reward as those days when you were able to do it. Free, without the effort, you get pension. This pension scheme, there's no fees to pay to. Nothing. No account comes to. Look at Allah Ta'ala's pension. And now this person used to do, now give. But then it is the himmat of our kabirin. We are not like them. That even in that old age, in the sickness, in the ill health, whatever they may be, but they still try to go out of their way. That is their himmat. But for weak ones like us, so now we made 21st night a little bit of ibadat, stayed awake the whole night, for very little we slept. So now tonight we will make dua so that you can have a rest. Finish up early tonight and then mentally condition yourself. Tomorrow is 23rd night. It's another odd night. It's one of those Mubarak nights. And who knows, it could be Laylatul Qadr, we don't know. If a person applies himself, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him according to his husni zan, according to his zan. Ana inda zanni abdi bi. Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. Then the 25th could be Laylatul Qadr, 27th could be, but condition of our mind that now I'm preparing myself. Tomorrow is Saturday night also. So during the day I will have a bit of rest after Zuhr or whatever time. Especially I'm talking to the people in Atikaf and the others, of course, they too should program themselves that after work you have half a day still to rest, most of them. So have some rest and condition the mind that you want to spend the night in Ibadat. You want to spend the night in Tilawat. And as I mentioned the other day, those who are in Atikaf, the whole day is not just for sleeping, it's not just for chatting away or passing time. Or we say there's no program, what must we do? The program is that we must read Quran Sharif. That is what the program is. Sit and read Quran Sharif, make nafil namaz, make zikr, make muzakira, have talim. All those things should be done in the i'tikaf. But something that we can practice is that mamulat of the akabir. Of course, we may not be able to do that, reading one Quran Sharif in the morning and one at night. But we can at least read one Quran Sharif in 3 days. We can read it in 2 days. We can read it in 5 days. So even if we have completed one Quran Sharif, try now in the last 10 nights to complete another 2 Quran Sharifs. And it's not difficult. With all the work also we can find time. How long does one para take to read? So you can't do it in 2 days, can't do it in 3 days, at least we can do it in 5 days. 6 paras a day is not difficult for those who are in i'tikaf. From after Fajr, if you program yourself, it's not difficult to read 6 paras. With the night and day and afternoon and everything. 7 days, finish one in 7 days. So condition our minds that we want to make the best of the last few days and nights. That little bit of cheerful talk with some those who have got families, it's necessary to bring your mind, to bring that bashasha, that happiness. Person must not consider it like a burden and then make ibadat. Some of them make lot of ibadat, but they consider it like a big burden. How much to do? So much to do. Getting tired. So then who asked must you do that must do so much? If you can't do too much of nafil, don't do it. But don't consider it as a burden. But when it becomes a burden is when you don't have that steam of love for Allah Ta'ala. Steam of love is what makes you do a thing. That is why Allah Ta'ala didn't make all these things first. Who makes it first for those people that are making tawaf now in that crowd? Some of them are making it upstairs there. It takes one solid hour to make one tawaf, or might be more. And the whole night they are making tawaf. Now who is it first? It is wajib. It's not first, it's not wajib. But then muhabbat makes a person do it. Muhabbat made the sahabas and the others give their lives for the sake of them. Muhabbat is a thing that makes you move. All those people who go out of their way to please their beloveds, sometimes the most stupid things they will do, the most difficult tasks they will undertake, what is it that makes them move? Is the love of that illicit beloved. So in the love of an illicit beloved, the person stays awake whole night. And in the love of haqiqi mehboob, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, can we spend a few hours? What will we get in the love of the illicit beloved? Our dimagh will become napak, and pajamas will become napak. And yeah, in the love of Allah Ta'ala, our dil and dimagh and everything will become pak. And filled with noor. Filled with noor. And then in the heart, when the noor will come, it will bring surur. And it will remove all the ghurur. And all the shurur. Noor when it will come. Then the ghurur will go away too. And surur, happiness will come. So Allah Ta'ala is not burdening us. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us some kind of enjoyment. And there is an enjoyment, as I mentioned the other day. And there's no tasannu in there. And it was not an exaggeration. That when the person begins to enjoy the taking of the name of Allah Ta'ala and he's got developed taqwa in his heart, then he reaches a stage where afterwards he gets real sweetness in the taking of the name of Allah Ta'ala. Not metaphorical. Literal sweetness the person gets in his saliva. That is why many of the akabirin, they don't give up all the time, they got tasbih in their hands. But if we have tasbih, then barzuma tasbih. And dil gao khat. The person has got tasbih on his hand, but in his heart is all the animals, all the donkeys and all the cows. The person who is a farmer. In other words, the person's heart is not there. But even then, the person must not leave that tasbih. So that is why I ask that question for those who are not here. I said, that which drink, which sharbat is that, that the person can drink whilst he is fasting, but his fast won't break. And genuine sweet sharbat. And no mufti of the world will give fatwa that your fast broke. So that is that sharbat where the saliva turns sweet. And when that person has accumulated his saliva, now he wants to carry on reading, so he must swallow. Now he's going to swallow, it's like sharbat. Sweeter than sharbat. Sweeter than sharbat. Now which mufti can give fatwa that your fast is invalid because you drank sharbat, sweet drink? I wish there was some kind of transplanting of hearts. And the Ahlullah, they do some kind of, how from computer to computer they transfer information and everything, from one computer to the other. Thousands of computers and they have one base, and from there all the information is being transferred. In fact, that happens from the hearts of the Ahlullah, that transfer takes place. But the person must be sitting with his sinuses unclogged. If the person has got doubts, the person has got shukuk and shubhat, doubts, or the person has got some kind of jealousy or malice or hatred or dislike, then can be the greatest wali and greatest buzruk, but that person will not benefit. But of course we cannot claim to be on that of that caliber. And neither am I making that claim. And I'm not telling you that I'm ill from the Ahlullah. But what I'm saying is that this is a reality, that it transfers. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de. Ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. From heart to heart, there is a road, there is a path. Allah Ta'ala has made that. And there's enjoyment in it. Life doesn't become boring. There's enjoyment. In khalwat then you get enjoyment. At present we seek enjoyment in all the other clubs and cinemas and discos and all that. And the person that little while enjoyment and then he's got restlessness. But the Ahlullah in their khalwat, in their seclusion, in the solitude, they get enjoyment. If they can help you, they would like that somebody must put a lock from the outside of the door and go away. And then in that few hours at night, be with Allah Ta'ala. There's such enjoyment when there's nobody there, no third person there. Ek unse kya muhabbat ho gayi, sari dunya hi se nafrat ho gayi. Ek tum se kya muhabbat ho gayi, sari dunya hi se nafrat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja. Ab to khalwat ho gayi. Oh my Allah, I have emptied my heart of all desires and all other muhabbat. Now come into my heart. I have emptied it for you, O my Allah. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. May Allah Ta'ala give us such hearts. After that, even if we are amongst people, but our hearts are with Allah Ta'ala. As I mentioned the other day, that dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. That in the worldly activities, if you are told that they are with everybody, but they with nobody, their hearts are with Allah Ta'ala. So in the masjid, which worldly activity is here? Now here it is nothing but activities of deen. So they, even more our hearts should be with Allah Ta'ala. Can be 1,000 people around us. یہاں تو بس دین ہی دین ہے، وہاں تو دنیا کے مشغلوں میں بھی ان کا دل باخدا ہے، اور یہاں تو دین کے مشغل ہے، تو یہاں اگر وہ باخدا نہ ہو تو پھر کہاں ہوگا؟ If the person is with Ba-Khuda in his business, in his home, with his family, Ba-Khuda means that he's doing everything. He's marrying, he's bringing up children, he's going business, he's jogging, he's running, he's skipping, but for everything he's conscious that my Allah is watching me and I must do everything according to his pleasure. So he's Ba-Khuda. So if outside he's Ba-Khuda, then what about inside the masjid? Although there are thousands of people, but he's Ba-Khuda. So in the masjid he must be even more Ba-Khuda. And especially in i'tikaf. In i'tikaf, the person can have 1,000 people around him. But if he has conditioned his mind, then he will be with everybody. When it's necessary, he will talk, he will eat, he will sleep, but he is ba-khuda. He is ba-wuzu, as we say, is ba-wuzu, all the time in wuzu. So it doesn't mean the wuzu doesn't break. The wuzu breaks, but when it breaks, he makes it again. So then his ba-wuzu again. So like that, accidentally some sin took place, the person's wuzu broke. So now he must make wuzu again, make tawbah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. And may He make our hearts such that we too can say with conviction and with sincerity and with ikhlas. It is easy to say this poetry. How difficult it is. I can say it a million times. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. And I can sing it beautifully too. But does that mean that my heart has been emptied? Sirf keh dene se kuch dil khali thoda ho jata hai. Us aadmi se phir poochiye ki acha tumhara dil agar khali ho gaya. You have emptied it. So shall I make dua now? Allah Ta'ala must send Israel alayhi salam and take your soul because you've emptied it for Allah Ta'ala. To khuda se milne ka jo tumhe shauk hai to hum zara dil aur jaan se sabko kehte hain yasin sharif khatam padh kar ke inke liye dua karoge inka visal ho jaye to phir dekhiye wo kya kehta hai. Just tell that person, you say your heart is emptied for the love of Allah Ta'ala and you desirous of meeting him and all that, so we'll ask the congregation today to make Yasin Sharif Khatam and then tell them to make dua for this Hazrat that Allah Ta'ala give him maut so that he can see if he doesn't curse you and swear you. To phir wo kaun sa dil khali hua? To haqeeqat kuch aur hoti hai aur alfaz kuch aur hote. Allah Ta'ala hame haqeeqat naseeb kar de. ایک تم سے کیا محبت ہو گئی ساری دنیا ہی سے نفرت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اے میرے پیارے اللہ ایک تم سے کیا محبت ہو گئی ساری دنیا ہی سے نفرت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اے اللہ او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی کائنڈ کمپیشنیٹ اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. Ya Allah, the Mubarak days of Ramadan are going by. We haven't emptied our hearts for you as yet, my Allah. If we're not going to empty it in the month of Ramadan, in these Mubarak nights, then when are we going to empty, my Allah? Ya Allah, we want to become yours. Nafs and shaitan, oh my Allah, our enemies, they don't want us to become yours.
Ya Allah, what a great favor and ihsan you have done upon us that you have chained the shayateen, the devils, the evil shayateen. But oh my Allah, this nafs which is still with us, my Allah, it is not allowing us to get connected with you. Ya Allah, give us dominance of our nafs. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to crush our nafs, the evil part of our nafs. Ya Allah, change our nafs from ammara to mutmainna. Ey mere pyare Allah, make us yours with your power of jazb. Teri quwwat-e-jazb se hum sab ko apna bana le. Hum bahut hi kamzor hai mere Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, it is just your ihsan that you have concealed our weakness, our shortcomings, our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with haqeeqat and reality. Ya Allah, we can pretend to be pious and righteous in the outside world. But my Allah, you see right into our hearts. Mere Allah, humare dil paakiza bana de. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, qulub ata farma. Mere pyare Allah, humare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana de. Ey Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of taqwa, a life of zuhud and qanaat, a life of piety. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the days which are gone are gone. The days of our lives which are gone are gone. Ya Allah, we cannot bring back a single second from the life that is gone. And as we speak, oh my beloved Allah, the present is also gone to the past. The future we do not know how much is there. Ya Allah, whatever life is left, let us do that which is pleasing to you. Allah, change the condition of our hearts. How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth with hearts which are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with evil passions and desires, with all haram desires? May Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Allah, izzat wali zindagi de, izzat wali zindagi de. Zillat aur ruswai se bacha, save us from humiliation, from disgrace, from suffering. Ya Allah, give us a life of respect. Mere Allah, give us a life of respect. Respect in this world, respect in the grave, respect in the akhirah. Ya Allah, cause us to cross pul sirat like lightning. Enters into Jannat without any reckoning. Mere Allah, enters into Jannat without any reckoning. Mere Allah, don't take our hisab. Allah, hamara hisab mat le. Ya Allah, if you have to take our hisab, we will face doom and destruction. Mere Allah, where you have made so much of ihsan upon us, you have given us so much without us deserving. Ya Allah, every ni'mat and bounty of yours to us is without us deserving. Ya Allah, then who will question you if you send us into Jannat without any reckoning? Mere Allah, that will be another bounty which we do not deserve. But oh Allah, nobody will question you why you blessed us with it. Ya Allah, we can't bear, we cannot bear the azab of yours. Ya Allah, we cannot even take a mild headache. Pain in our body, O Allah, makes us restless. How can we take the azab of qabr? How can we take the azab of hashr? And how can we bear the fire of jahannam? Where Allah protect us from all kinds of azab. Azab in this world and in the akhirat. Ay Allah hamari hifazat farma. Ay Allah hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah hamari hifazat farma. Mere Allah, teri mohabbat se hamare dil bhar de. Ay Allah, teri mohabbat se hamare dil bhar de. Ay Allah, bharpoor mohabbat de. Give us so much of your love that it becomes extremely easy to do everything that you have ordered. Ya Allah, at present we don't have the steam of your love. We don't have the steam of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore we find everything difficult. Ya Allah, hamara hal badal de. Hamara hal badal de. Mere pyare Allah, bless us with cure from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Jo bhi bimar hai, ya Allah, hamari aulaad mein jo bimar hai, ya Allah, hamare rishtedaron mein jo bimar hai, ummat-e-muslima mein jo bimar hai, sab ko shifa de, sab ko sehat-e-tamma, kamila, aajila, daima, mustamirra naseeb farma. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal and remove their difficulties. Hey, mere Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, ha, my Allah, again we seek from you without istihqaq, without us deserving. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. Ya Allah, Madina Tayyibah mein Rauza-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saamne As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah padhte hue hamari rooh joomti hui tere paas aaya. Ya Allah, hamari namaz-e-janaza masjid-e-nabawi mein ho. Jab takbeer kahe imam Allahu Akbar, mere pyare nabi sun le aur shafaat ki dua kar le ke mera ek ummati masjid-e-nabawi se ja raha hai. Allah, aisi maut de ke farishte bhi rush karne lage. Ha, mere Allah, bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ay Allah, bahut gunahgar hai. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaao uska. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaao uska. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaao uska. Yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma. Mere Allah, aaj raat hamare liye faisla kar de. Make the decision, my Allah. My Allah, all these friends of mine, make a decision. Ya Allah, for this sinful, insignificant servant of yours, make a decision of khair. Ya Allah, hamein apne banane ka faisla farma le. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Mere Allah, my beloved Allah, the rains of rahmat which are pouring at this moment. Ya Allah, your tajalli. Ay Allah, My beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. Come into my heart. Hal tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja. Ab to khalwat ho gayi. Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made of khair for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked. From all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, unko bhi sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de. Unki tijaraton mein barkat de. Ya Allah, unki iman, jaan, maal ki hifazat farma. Hamare ghar walon ko bhi, hamare rishtedar aur ahbab ko bhi, aur tamam ummat-e-muslima ko, kuffar aur mushrikeen, yahood aur nasara ko bhi iman de de, hidayat de de, jannat ka mustahik bana de. لیکن اگر مقدر میں نہیں ہے تو یا اللہ پھر عاد اور ثمود کی طریقے سے ان کو ہلاک اور برباد کر دے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. یا اللہ remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems that the ummah is facing around the globe, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq. ہاں میرے اللہ میرے پیارے نبی کی پیاری امت سارے جہاں میں پریشان ہے. یا اللہ so many are in prisons languishing. Ramadan in prisons for no other reason except that they were waging jihad in your path. اے اللہ ان سب کے لیے رہائی کا سامان پیدا کر دے. اے اللہ ان کے صبر کے اوپر ان کو بہترین اجر عطا فرما. Give them the best of rewards on their patience and صبر and forbearance. Change the conditions of adversity in this country to that of prosperity and happiness. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.